Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and welcome on board On the Mark. I'm here today with Steve Kushaloff. Steve has been on the program before, former Sunbury City Councilman, longtime CEDACOG guy, and now he is enjoying his happy retirement, playing golf, and coming in here to argue with me from time to time. Good morning, Steve.
Well, good morning, Joe. I'm not here to argue. We're here to generate... We're here to generate some calm, thoughtful discussion on the key issues of the day.
Well, you can forget that stuff right
all
there.
Right, well, all right. That's
we're
it.
Here to fight.
Great.
Always say it's like pro wrestling. You win, I lose. I win, you lose. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. It is an open phones day, so our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And for those of you who love to text, text us at 70236. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message or just text us at 70236. The entire program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. Want to know what they sell? Well, they sell Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks, and they are a master towing service with decades of experience. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford car or truck to your specifications right online. And be sure to click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver Package. Well, Steve, it's good to have you back on the program again, sir.
Always a pleasure.
You're going to be here for today and the next 2 days, right?
I'll be here for the next 2 days, so... Everybody out there who disagrees with my point of view, this is your chance. For 3 days, you can just beat on me. You know, of course, my feeling is I don't really have a point of view. I mean, at this point in my life, my biggest thing is trying to par or bogey number 12 at Bucknell. But I do have a question for you, Joe. What do you make of all these presidential approval polls that have come out in the last couple of days?
Oh, you mean similar to the ones that came out right before the election and said he was going to lose?
Well, these are interesting. I got, there's four here. We've got ABC News, Washington Post. They have Trump's approval at 38. CNN, SSRS poll. They've got his approval at 39.
That's about where it's been. Let's face it. That's about where it's been.
Well, these are even lower. Gallup has Trump at 39.
What was the question they asked?
What do you think of Trump? I think that was the question.
I don't think it's that simple.
Well,
I think it's probably, do you approve or disapprove?
Well, sure. Handling of the president.
Right. Well, I mean, the way the question is framed will largely determine the answer you get.
You mean if they had phrased it differently, all these poll numbers that are in the 30s would be in the 50s and 60s?
No, I don't know they'd be in the 50s or 60s, but I think I question oftentimes how any poll phrases a question. I know I used to do a lot of research, you know, as part of my job, and we always were very careful to try and submit the questions to somebody who could look at them and say, make sure these are neutral. We don't want to influence the decision, the response by anything we said.
I see. Okay, well, I'll go along with you. I mean, I don't know if I'll go along with you because that sounds awfully close to fake news, you're calling this.
No, I'm not calling it fake news. I'm just saying, and I'm not saying that they did it, but I'm saying you can the results of a survey by the way you ask the question.
Sure you can. And now, I'll tell you the truth, in the last 2 to 2.5 years, I seem to get a lot of surveys on the telephone. And sometimes it's a real person, sometimes it's a recording, and I assume my responses are getting recorded. And
you take those, do you?
I do. I really do, because, you know, I figure anything that I can do against candidates that I don't particularly support.
Anything you can do?
Virtually, Joe. Let's not be putting words in.
Well, I'm not. That's
my
what
mouth.
You said.
I
That's
know.
What you
I,
said.
You know, I'd say virtually. You know, plus the fact, you know, I got to do something with my telephone, because I don't know about you, but on my land, we still have a landline.
So do we.
And there might be two, maybe three people out there who actually call us on our landline.
Other than telemarketers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we don't even answer the phone anymore.
Well, so what do you get in these questionnaires that you take? What are they seeking? And don't you find that they phrase the questions trying to determine,
well, once
give you a response?
Once in a while, you know, I do feel that way, that they are looking for a particular kind of response. You know, kind of like that question, you know, have you stopped beating your wife? One of those kind of things.
I always remember a question posed on a questionnaire by a civics teacher at Shikellamy High School years ago. He said, should we return or should we give our American canal at Panama to the Panamanians? Now, you know what that answer is in trying to elicit. No, we shouldn't give our American canal back to the Panamanians.
Yeah, that's a little shaky. But so I'm pretty careful in my responses. But again, going back to these polls, one of the most interesting responses, there was the people were asked about what they thought about Trump's handling of the economy. Now, this is a man who supposedly is a great businessman. He supposedly wrote The Art of the Deal, which turns out he didn't write anyway. Anyway, in terms of Trump's handling of the economy, for the first time, a majority, or a plurality, actually disapprove of the way Trump is handling
the
economy.
When was this poll conducted?
This was just recent. This has been in the last, you know, two and a half weeks.
Wow,
or
because
less.
I just saw a survey the other week that said people did, like 60% approved of the way it was handled in the economy.
I think the 60% was what do you think of the economy? Because Chris Matthews kind of made the same mistake. Somebody quoted this poll on his show, and Chris Matthews said, wait a minute, you're distorting the numbers. I think the majority of people still believe we have a good economy. But in terms of Trump's handling of the economy, the latest figures, 47% disapprove of the way he's handling it, 46% approve.
But how do you suppose then somebody like George Soros comes out and says that the way he's handling China is exactly right?
C'est la vie. That's his opinion. You know, maybe George Soros knows more than me. You know, I've heard a number, because I watch all these TV, political, pundit-type things.
I'm glad you do, because I don't.
Well, I know, but Joe, you still don't have a television. You still have this...
No, I have TVs.
Okay.
I've got plenty of them.
All right. I thought you still had one of these things you had to crank.
I'm a Nickelodeon. I did have one of those, but I gave it up.
Okay. There is a number of people who believe that we did need to do something about trade imbalance with China, or how they're handling, because I don't understand
any of this
stuff.
They're a thief of our intellectual property.
Well,
I mean, all these things they've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we can't let them go, and the president hasn't let them go.
Oh, no. But I think what we're seeing is that maybe, you know, it was one of your heroes, Teddy Roosevelt, who said, speak softly and carry a big stick. Well, Trump seems to know about the big stick, but he doesn't know about the speak softly. And so he just, you know, he comes out with a tweet about a week and a half ago. He says, I don't know who the bigger enemy is. President Xi of China, or Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve? I'm sure you remember that tweet mm-hmm. that came out. So, you know, when you're trying to negotiate a trade deal for your country, do you really want to be referring to the president of that country as an enemy? I don't think that's a great way to do it.
But he's calling them currency manipulators, and they are, and President Obama refused to make that designation, overwhelming evidence that they are currency manipulators.
Because...
I heard a report last night. I was listening to Neil Cavuto on Fox Business at between 4 and 5 o'clock, and I forget who he had on. I didn't hear the guy's name, but he made some excellent points. He was saying that, you don't want to... Name me one country that ever succeeded in improving its economy by manipulating its currency. He said you can't find one. Yet China's trying it, and they're dumping stuff here in America. President Trump has taken a very strong position against them. I think he's doing the right thing. I think he's trying to keep them off balance. And I think what they're hoping for, quite frankly, is to delay anything and hope he'll lose the election. Just as the Russians may be hoping he'll win, the Chinese are hoping he'll lose. And they want Joe Biden in.
It's interesting that you mentioned Fox Business, because I've actually got a little quote here. Because, Joe, I've come around to your way of thinking.
Well, it's about time.
I'm going to start watching Fox. No, I'm not. But I did find this. And this is what Fox Business, they say here that the latest escalation of the trade war is going to put the United States economy on the brink of a recession. And they say that's according to Wall Street. They cite some figures here. They cite some figures here that say that gross domestic product is slipping. And and then we see where 60% of the Americans now are kind of worried about how they're going to be shopping for the holiday season, because prices are going to be
Inflation's well under control. It's not running rampant.
Correct. Inflation is fine. But the problem is that when we put these tariffs on all these goods that come over from China, and, of course, that just means that the price of goods from China goes up, and now you go to the store to go shopping for Christmas, and you see that, son of a gun, these prices are 5% more than they were last year.
Here's what you have to ask yourself, Stephen. I don't think you're asking yourself that. Is the end worth pursuing? If we have to stop China from stealing our intellectual property, dumping their products on our shores at discounted rates, driving our companies out of business, if it's worth winning that battle, then isn't some sacrifice along the way worth it? We sacrificed during World War II. We endured all sorts of privations. We endured rationing of almost everything. We gave up so much to win that war. Now we're saying we're so fat and sassy that we can't look at some other problem and say, no, we don't want to sacrifice anything to win this one.
You know, all sacrifices are not created equal. I mean, to compare, I don't think that's exactly valid to compare World War II.
World War II to this. I'm saying the people's willingness to give up something, some creature comforts, some access to goods and services that they normally would have had in order to achieve a greater good. Forget the World War II analogy. Just let it at that.
You know, part of the issue is that as Americans or as people, we don't always see things that are happening. And so for years, Joe, we have been going to the stores and buying shirts and clothing at pretty doggone good prices. And now you're going to say, well, that's because of, currency manipulation or China.
That's because Chinese foreign laborers are paid a fraction of what American laborers are
now,
paid.
Now, of course, let's tell farmers that they have to sacrifice too, because what the farmers are sacrificing is they've lost their markets for their soybeans, because now China is looking elsewhere. They're looking down to...
We lost a lot of markets in Germany during World War II.
There you go again.
Lose markets.
You're comparing a trade war and buying a shirt to World War II.
No, I'm talking about the basic impacts on an economy. Some people suffer in any war, shooting war or a trade war or a cold war. Some people will suffer. You're still not answering my bottom line question. Is the end result worth a little sacrifice? I haven't heard you say yes or no to that.
I would say my answer is I'm not sure. How's that, Joe?
Well, that's an equivocation if
yes,
I ever heard
is.
One.
It absolutely
and
that's, is.
That means we've got to take a break. And we'll take that break
already?
Now, and then we'll be back. Yeah, it's time. If you look at the little computer screen in front of you can't see my screen, but it says take the break. 1-800-795-9565. If you want to weigh in on our conversation this morning, email us at onthemarketwkok.com. We have a couple of emails, not necessarily directly on topic, but tangentially on topic. And we invite your participation on the program, and you can text us at 70236. We'll be right back.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500. And Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
It's time for the Pennsylvania CareerLink Fall Job Fair. More than 40 employers representing all industries will be participating. Are you looking for a fresh start, a new career? Attend the Fall Job Fair held at the Milton High School, 700 Mahoning Street, Milton, on Wednesday, September 18th from 3:30 to 5:30. Get your resume ready and don't forget to dress for success. That's September 18th from 3:30 to 5:30. For more details, call the PA CareerLink office at 570-988-7300 or visit them on Facebook.
Hey, listen to this.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
If I were to say all major insurance is accepted, with no wait, no money down, and they'll even do your paperwork, oh, and interest-free in-house financing, you'd hear it. So what are you waiting for? Geisinger Gold, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and many more. It's time to make life better.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
NorthumberlandHearingCenter.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, former Nittany Lion great Tom Bahaly. Today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, along with Steve Kushaloff, 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number, or you can email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. And we do have an email that came in on the topic we're on, and it says, good morning, new CNN poll, and the question is, do you trust most of what you hear from the White House? Yes, 28%, no, 71%. You familiar with that poll? I'm not.
No, that may have been in the CNN poll that I quoted because, you know, with all these polls, they ask a lot of other questions and they really, you know, it's not just what do you think of the president's performance. So maybe that was part of it. But, you know, this kind of touches on something we were just talking about. You raised the Sharpie Gate. Where the president said Alabama's going to get hit by the storm, And the local weather bureau said, no, that's not accurate. And so for 4 days, Trump said, no, it is going to get hit by the storm. I saw the data. And then the National Weather Service came out after 4.5, 5 days. So it says, no, Trump was right. It was going to get hit. Well, that's the kind of thing I think this reader, this letter writer is alluding to. You know, anymore, Joe, when I hear stuff like that coming from the administration, I just say, you know, Trump has the entire paraphernalia, infrastructure, the federal government in his back pocket. They will say anything.
Well, what does he have to gain? Why would he lie about a thing like that?
Who knows?
I think he got some bad data or some data early on, and then he didn't hear the updates. I think he probably should have just said, okay, I realized that at the time I said it, I thought I was right, but I now realize what I said was wrong.
Why he would lie about it is because he wants the people of Alabama to continue feeling very positive about him going into the election.
Well, I don't think they'd feel positive about him saying you're going to get hit by a storm and then you don't.
Well, because just by saying it, it kind of means, hey, my friends down in Alabama, you're going to get hit, but don't you worry. Donald Trump and the White House will be looking out for your interests. It was pointed out on another one of these political punditry shows that
I'm sure somebody on the left.
No, I don't think so. It might have been Fox News. Oh, wait a minute. My TV doesn't get Fox News. It used to before I finally got rid of the channel. But anyway, one of them said, you know, you got to remember, one of Trump's first big rallies was held in Mobile, Alabama, and the first U.S. senator who supported Mr. Trump was Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, who, as is always the case, Trump later just utterly maligned Sessions and had to get rid of him.
Well, we got started today on this, and we didn't take a moment to remember that today is 9/11, September 11th, the anniversary of that terrible attack in New York and in Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, against the United States of America and all the people who lost their lives. What a tragic day it was for our country. And one of our writers reminds us that on 9/12, we were united and not divided as we are today. So why are we divided today? You believe it's the president, or do you believe that it's just, you know, we put 9/11 behind us in terms of always remembering or remembering that feeling we had that we needed to pull together in this country?
I think 9/11, it just changed the world. It really did. And that sounds kind of trite, even as the words come out. But the whole concept of terrorism was somewhat unknown before 9/11. I think the...
we've had plenty of incidents of terrorism before 9/11.
Yeah, but never to that degree. And the Middle East was always a bit of a tinderbox waiting to go off, you know, with the Israeli wars, Israel, Egypt, etc. But boy, I'll tell you, and after 9/11, immediately after, sure, there was pulling together. But then you saw a rise in America and I guess other places, a rise of nationalism that to some degree, you got to be careful as you say this, but I think to some degree went a little overboard. You know, the whole idea, I mean, this is going to sound, you know, when you start to see cars driving around with American flags attached to them.
Something wrong with that?
I don't need an American flag on my car to let people know that I am beyond proud to be an American.
But you don't, but somebody else may.
Okay, and that's fine. So that's why I say you have to be very careful. But let's just go back to the idea of how 9/11, it just changed the world. I think our whole attitude towards Muslims now, you know, you see somebody of the Islamic beliefs, you see a Muslim now, and you think about it. If you're Be honest. If you're in an airport, if you're online to board a plane, and if you see somebody that looks like they may be of Middle Eastern descent, ancestry, don't certain thoughts run through your mind?
That's what got Juan Williams fired from NPR. He admitted that he did have second thoughts when he saw people dressed that way getting on an airplane.
You know, and it may not even be second thoughts. It may just be this is the kind of thing that goes through your mind.
But if someone attacks you constantly, you know, and you see someone who fits that profile, is it wrong to maybe consider the fact that these people might want to do you harm?
Well, but again, going back to the person standing in line, just because you see somebody that looks like they may be of Middle Eastern descent, that doesn't tell you anything about they may
True
be
enough.
There to cause you harm.
But isn't a certain amount of apprehension at least understandable on your part?
Well, you know, it may or may not be. I think let's just go back to this idea that I raised.
You're equivocating today, my friend.
Well,
it may or may not be. Maybe.
I was chastised the last time I was on this program for kind of losing my cool. So, Joe, even at 70, you can teach an old dog new tricks. So I've got to be careful what I say.
No, you don't.
But, okay, well, let me just ask you. Do you think 9/11, changed the world that we live in?
I do. I think it substantially changed the world we live in. I don't know all of it was for the good. Some of it may have been for less than good. But I think we've learned that we don't think the way these terrorists do, whether they're Islamic terrorists or whether they're other people. We just don't conceive of that kind of terrible thing. As Americans, we're basically good-hearted people who want the best for most other people in the world. We don't necessarily want them all here in our backyard, but we don't wish them ill or wish them harm. You know, and the whole concept that somebody would take a plane and fly it into a building with innocent people on board, even some of their own countrymen, without any regard for human life, that's completely alien to us in
yes.
the United States of America.
Right.
And
now,
thank God it is.
The other way that I think 9/11 changed the world is, to some degree, how we responded to it. You know, President George H.W. Bush, he attacked or led the war against Iraq,
right.
and when he achieved his aims, that was it. That was the end of it. Now his son, for whatever reason, decided, no, we're going to go a little further, and as you well know, of course, we went into Iraq. Came up with this idea of weapons of mass destruction. I think what has happened is we have upset the Middle East to such a degree. We altered things to such a degree that it led to all sorts of repercussions. And some of them, you know, I don't necessarily want to get into the blame game because I'm not going to get into specifics.
You're kind of ignoring the fact that we identified who committed the crime and we tried to identify where that perpetrator was. And we did, and those are the areas, and we tried to identify the people who funded the terrorism that was put upon us. And President Bush tried to do something about it. Did he get it all right? I don't know if he got it 100%, but I'd give him at least an 85.
Well, I don't know. And I'm not, again, I'm sure that sounds like equivocating, but, I was going to mention the rise of ISIS, and I'm sure somebody...
The junior varsity, as President Obama called them.
Yeah, right. As soon as I say the rise of ISIS, I expect someone's going to call and try to blame that on Barack Obama.
All right, folks, if you want to blame ISIS on Barack Obama, give us a call after the news. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. This is WKOK Sunbury. We'll be back after the news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Memorials have begun on this 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. In Lower Manhattan, the names of the victims.
William F. Abrahamson.
Capital left.
Richard Anthony Achetto.
Christopher Hassan lost his brother after two planes hit the Twin Towers.
He had just left his house in the morning, kissing goodbye to his wife and his newborn baby son. Went to Cantor, where he worked for a number of years, met his wife there. Unfortunately, he never made it out.
The victims also being remembered near Washington.
Thank you for joining us for the annual September 11 observance at the Pentagon.
Vice President Pence will be in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Republicans win two congressional seats up for grabs in special elections in North Carolina. One of them, Dan Bishop, scored a narrow victory after President Trump held a rally there the night before. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
It was competitive. There were thoughts that the Democrat would prevail. The Republican did win. It shouldn't have been this close. Only 2% difference. Republicans are relieved. This would have been an embarrassment at this point.
The Patriots' new star wide receiver, Antonio Brown, is being accused of rape by his former personal trainer. CBS's Jerika Duncan has the details.
Brown is not facing any criminal charges. This is a civil case against him for more than $75,000 in damages. His accuser, Brittany Taylor, says the two met in college at Bible study. In the lawsuit, she says she severely traumatized and even contemplated suicide.
Brown denies the allegations. He's scheduled to attend his first practice with the Patriots today. CBS News has obtained exclusive information about the maker of OxyContin, the painkiller linked to the country's opioid epidemic. Correspondent Mulda Lange from Stamford, Connecticut.
A source close to the negotiations tells CBS News that Purdue will file for bankruptcy if those plaintiffs don't accept a settlement deal by today. And as of yesterday, those negotiations were still ongoing.
There's been a landmark ruling overseas involving euthanasia and dementia. Live to the foreign desk and CBS's Vicky Barker.
A Dutch court has acquitted a doctor who carried out euthanasia on a woman with advanced dementia. The patient had signed a euthanasia consent form soon after her diagnosis, but when her family held her down for the fatal injection 3 years ago, she reportedly struggled, suggesting she may have changed her mind. The doctor, by the way, was charged not with murder, but with failing to act with due care. Deborah.
S&P futures are up 4. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
Welcome to this guided meditation brought to you by MassMutual. Let's begin by closing our eyes. Wait, if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. Everyone else, visualize your child getting into their dream school. Imagine their screams of joy. You feel a sense of relief. This is how it feels to have a college savings plan. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com. Securities and advisory services offered through MML Investor Services, a MassMutual subsidiary.
Do you want the job done or the job done right? If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
It'll be worth it to look up into the sky.
A harvest moon will occur this Friday, which is also the 13th, making for a spooky night just ahead of the start of fall, the season of haunted hayrides and Halloween. The full moon that occurs closest to the autumnal equinox is called a harvest moon. Autumn officially begins on September 23rd. However, this year's moon is unlike most in that it will coincide with Friday the 13th. The rarity has not happened since a full moon appeared on October 13th, 2000. The next time a full moon will coincide with Friday the 13th will be August 13th, 2049. Matt Piper, CBS News.
There's a new trend on campus. Grandma and Grandpa are moving in. The New York Times reports a growing number of universities and colleges are sponsoring retirement communities on their grounds to make money from spare land and to appeal to baby boomers' obsession with staying young forever. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
At CDW, we get that business needs flexibility. So have CDW implement Nutanix Enterprise Cloud for your public, private, and hybrid cloud needs.
That sounds complicated.
It's not. It simply enables your business to evolve without risk, giving you the flexibility to scale up for future growth while reducing costs.
Yeah, still complicated.
It saves money.
Oh, I understand that.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Nutanix.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Welcome back. I am Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushaloff, and we invite you to participate in our program. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street, which is where Mark Lawrence is spending his vacation in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. And they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. What kind of cars do they sell? What kind of vehicles do they sell? Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. Let's take a quick look at the headlines around the area. Tributes for the 18th anniversary of the tragic 9/11 attacks will be taking place around the Commonwealth today. In a news release, Governor Tom Wolf has ordered all United States flags and Commonwealth flags on the Capitol complex at Commonwealth facilities throughout the state lowered to half staff. The governor says all flags should be at half staff from sunrise to sunset today. He says all Pennsylvania residents are invited to participate in the tribute. A proposal to allow limited hunting in Pennsylvania on Sundays is running into opposition that could prevent its final passage in the State House. Game and Fisheries Committee Chairman Keith Gillespie said Tuesday, after a contentious informational hearing in the Capitol, that supporters will need to engage in some damage control if they hope to see the bill enacted. The Senate voted 36-14 in June to permit hunting on one Sunday during deer rifle season, one during deer archery season, and a third Sunday later on. It's touted as a way to make it easier for younger people and those who work during the week to hunt. Pennsylvania has long banned Sunday hunting, although there are exceptions for crows, foxes, and coyotes. And a Pennsylvania couple who police say went on a spending spree after a bank accidentally deposited $120,000 into their accounts are headed for trial. State police tell the Williamsport Sun-Gazette that Robert and Tiffany Williams of Montoursville spent most of the money on items like an SUV, a race car, two four-wheelers, and a camper. Police say the couple also paid bills and gave friends $15,000. Boy, they did a lot with that money.
Wow.
Okay, that's our look at the news headlines this morning. We're back in the program, and we've got a caller on the line and several emails pending. Lance, you're on the mark.
Hey there. Well, first, I'd like to say a hearty good morning to everybody. And to Steve, I would like to ask him, are you going to be going to the shack breakfasts?
What is that? I'm not familiar.
Oh, your name is on the list. That's why I wonder.
The shack?
Breakfast, yeah.
The shack?
Every 2 weeks there at Lewisburg, we have a breakfast to discuss politics. And I saw your name on the list, unless there's another Steve Kushaloff.
Well, we're not into personal discussions on the program here this morning.
Oh, I understand. I just for a couple seconds, just wondered if you wanted to.
I'm not aware of that, Lance. You would think they would have, I would have got something in the mail or something.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was
so
on.
What was your call about, Lance, other than that?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. Starting out with now, when I first moved to where I'm at here, within bicycling distances were jobs that you could make enough money in order to pay for the property that we own now. Okay? We had a shirt factory. We had a shoe factory. We had a poultry plant and a toy factory, all of which you could do. They're all gone now. Most of which went to China, and now our chickens are being butchered by illegals down south somewhere, right? Now, what you're trying to say is that all those jobs that we had here that left was beneficial to the economy, because now we can buy our shirts and shoes and toys cheaper. Is that right?
Well, no, wait. Are you saying, Lance, that it was beneficial to have those companies here?
Is I'm saying it was, as opposed to in China. And now everybody is complaining that, oh, we put the tariffs on that stuff, it's going to make stuff that comes in from there, you know, more expensive. And why it left was to make things cheaper, even though we lost all those jobs. Does that make any sense?
Well, companies act on their own profit motives. If you make it, if you give them a disincentive to do business where they are, they'll move. That's human nature. If you were starving where you live and you could move 25 miles away and have the land of milk and honey, would you pick up and move? I mean, it's government makes the decision whether to support industry and business or whether to make it harder for them to succeed. You overregulate them, you overtax them, they're going to move.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to say is that everybody thinks that that was a benefit to them, you know, to the consumer.
To have the companies here.
Well, I think what drives the move is that they had to make a decision between whether or not to pay employees the amount of money necessary to keep them happy and keep them satisfied, and whether or not the American consumer would pay the increased cost that would be involved in making those concessions. And some of them determined the American consumer would not. But many people still like to shop American, and if they can find a way to buy American products, they'll do it, even if they have to pay more for it.
Yeah,
but there's no one-set answer to what you're asking.
Well, what I'm saying is that now everyone thinks that that was a benefit to everybody, was it?
To have the companies here.
Or to get the lower prices by having them move. Which way are you going here, Lance?
Well, let me just say, I mean, there's kind of two ways to look at it. You know, I may as well keep up with this theme of equivocating. But it was probably a benefit to have companies here because that provided jobs in our local area. On the other hand, it was a benefit to have those companies over in China because the cost for things like shirts and toys and shoes was less. So, you know, there's...
So shouldn't we move all our jobs away then? That's the way it is.
No, because I think there are some jobs that we do better, plus the fact that there are a lot of jobs as we've gone to this service economy that basically can't be done, you know.
But we can't just sell each other hamburgers for the rest of our lives.
Well, no, Joe, but, you know, that's sort of a cliche. If I'm going to equivocate, I'm going to start calling people on cliches. My daughter, for instance, she is employed in a service industry. She ain't flipping hamburgers. She is an events coordinator. I think her title is assistant events coordinator for a company down in the southeast Pennsylvania. I had my career was in the service industry. I was a public information person, as you know, for a local economic development organization. So these are jobs that they're not going to be, they're pretty hard to export those jobs. They're going to be staying around. But as you said, Joe, when there is a job that involves the production of a product. Any company that can find a way or a place to do that less expensively, they're going to do it, whether that place is China or whether that place is in Alabama or down in Texas.
So it's enlightened self-interest.
On the part of...
the companies.
On the part of the companies,
they
well...
have, but they have people that they're accountable to. They have stockholders, people who invest in the company, hoping that they'll return a profit. I mean, the whole system is based on... it's a capitalist system, and it's you know, market forces generate where people go, how people behave.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, there are times it may be less expensive to make it somewhere else, but maybe you don't get the quality somewhere else.
Well, that's the point. Are you sacrificing quality in return for a cheap price?
Well, who knows?
Years ago, there was some research that got Dr. John Parakol, whose work I always admired. He talked about how the economy has just knocked the middle out of everything. There's no middle anymore. There's the high end and the low end, but there's no middle. Used to be if you wanted to buy something, you could buy the very best, something in the middle, or the very least expensive. Now it's either the most expensive or the least expensive.
Yeah,
that the middle's gone.
I'm not sure if I agree with that, but you know, there's some premise. Part of it too is.
Lance, I'm sorry, we've got to let you go. We have another call coming in. Take care. All right, I'm sorry, Frank. You're on the mark.
Hey, Frank here. Listen, I just Googled what's the average income of a household in China versus the United States income. And the scale was pretty much the household income in China, average, is $11,000. And the United States average household income, working family, is 80-some thousand. You know, there's no wonder why we can buy from China products so much cheaper than what we are willing to even work for a product we might want to make in the United States. It's just... basically, we can import those products much cheaper, and that's why it costs so much less.
But what's the quality of life on that $11,000 in China compared to the $80,000 here in the United States? That's kind of the unanswered question in that.
All right. You're going down the right direction. That's where I went. You know, you have to research things if you're going to have an opinion, and you have to just start with what is the quality of life, how do people live, and what do they spend their money on? My brother went... and sister-in-law, they adopted a baby from an orphanage in China 20 years ago. My brother came back crushed emotionally from what he saw of the disparity. We're not talking about Hong Kong. We're talking about what the orphanage area and the places looked like, the poverty. It changed him to his core. You know, we've got a lot here in the United States, is basically what he said. And they wish they would have adopted more than just one girl. There was interesting on eBay. I needed some titanium electro voice drivers for my PA system, one of my PA systems, and the titanium driver in the United States was like $79 to $110 just for the replacement. I bought six, a half a dozen of them, perfect titanium drivers for $30, free shipping.
For those of you who are not familiar, he's talking about audio speakers.
Yeah, audio replacement components, yeah. And, you know, I put them in the system. You know, they're powerful. They perform just as well as the American ones, American-made manufactured ones, which are from Michigan, I believe. So the point is, you know, we can complain, but we will buy, because it's cheaper, products that are imported from China.
Well, that's true enough.
That's it.
Businesses, companies have made a business.
Google the average income thing. It'll be interesting. And yeah, just, you know, you'll find yourself navigating through what they spend, what their insurance cost is, what their health is, all that. All right. Hey, have a great day, guys.
Okay, thanks a lot for your call, Frank. Appreciate it. Very thoughtful call. Mike, you're on the mark from Bloomsburg.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I have to make an admission first. In college, I never took an accounting or a finance or any business courses, so I only know what I've seen and experienced in my lifetime. And when I was a little kid, the stuff that said made in Japan was junk.
Yep.
And then it wasn't too long before everybody was driving Japanese cars, buying Japanese electronics, and that kind of stuff. In 1992, I traveled throughout China. And what I saw there just blew me away. But at that time, if it said made in China, it meant junk. And now look at today. you can go on Amazon and you can order just about a knockoff of anything that they make here in America in consumer electronics and things like that, or household items, and it's delivered to your door the next day. So it's, to me, this is completely unimaginable. And to be able to predict the future is beyond my comprehension, but my theory is this. China is going to take care of itself because they lack the one thing that we have here in America, and that's freedom. Their economy is not going to sustain itself. However, just like Japan came on the scene and China come on the scene, there's going to be another country that comes on the scene after China, probably India, and we'll be buying our stuff from there. So my point is this. We have to take the long view when it comes to economy and it comes to politics. But as you know, people like myself, we want immediate gratification, so I certainly can't expect the average voter to take the long view. That's where our politicians have to come in. And if they're interested in using rhetoric to buy votes, I think we've got a problem. I don't know what the solution is, but the thing that concerns me the most right now, the data that I look at shows that we are not headed for a recession. Everything looks good for the foreseeable future. Yet, we have one party that continually tries to talk up a recession for their own political gain. So, bottom line is, I think the economy is going to take care of itself one way or another. And if it's going to go bad, I think it's going to go because of our politics.
Okay. Interesting take. Steve, you want to comment on that, or I could tell Steve's thinking about what you had to say very carefully.
Well, the thing about whether or not we're headed towards any kind of an economic slowdown or a recession, I don't know. Like Mike, I never took an economics course in college. I did take an accounting course. And I dropped it after about 5 weeks because it was one of the most difficult courses I could take. You know, I've come to the point of view, people believe what they want to believe. Now,
I agree.
Okay. So, you know, I got to admit, there's a little bit of truth, not a total amount of truth, a little bit of truth that one political party is rooting for a recession, whereas the other party obviously is not.
Read Democrats into that.
Well, you know, of course, I do remember very distinctly, and I'll just throw this out and then we'll move on. I do remember it was like 3 days after Trump came into office and him standing up and saying, in terms of the economy, quote, I inherited a mess. And I thought,
that's exactly what Barack Obama said when he came in.
Yeah, and guess what? When Barack Obama came in, we were in a recession, and we were, you know, just within inches of slipping into a giant depression. So anyway, as far as the economy, I don't know. I looked at my statement from my pension, and my pension happened to lose about $5,000 last month. Does that mean we're going into a recession? I don't know. One thing I just wanted to throw out there, though.
Okay, throw it quick because we got to take a break.
Well, it isn't just a matter of quality. You know, the clothes I'm wearing today, I can just about guarantee you they were probably made in China, and they're very nice. They're very comfortable.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm pretty happy with them. I'm not sure I would want to buy a car that was made there. But there is a definite difference in culture in some of these countries in terms of employment, in terms of jobs, and that has a lot to do. It isn't only Mike makes a great point when he talks about the average salary, and we can get into this after the break.
Okay, Mike, thanks for calling. We appreciate your call this morning. Call again.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care. 1-800-795-9565. We got to take that break. Give us a call to be on the mark.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500, and Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
ITG Basement Systems. I'm the guy to make it dry. Waterproofing for your basement. Foundation and structural repair. Moisture control in your crawl space. Preserving the value of your home year to year. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com. ITG Basement Systems. I'm the guy to make it dry.
Hit refresh on your weekend and get back out on the course or the court. The sports medicine team at Sun Orthopedics of Evangelical understands how important movement is to your life. We explore every treatment option, from simple braces to the most advanced surgical techniques. And we support you through the entire healing process, making sure you're back to being a warrior every weekend. Hit refresh and get moving again. Call Sun Orthopedics of Evangelical at 1-800-598-5096.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. Maybe you've heard this saying before, there are two sides to every story. While this may be true, in some cases there are not two sides to every mattress. For 84 years, we're proud to represent Schiffman Mattresses, one of just a few mattresses nationwide that are still built with two usable sides. Two-sided mattresses can be flipped over time and as a result are more comfortable and longer-lasting than one-sided mattresses, providing you a better night's sleep and a great value for your money. Right now, save 35 to 50% off factory-suggested retail, plus up to a $400 factory rebate on select Schiffman premium styles. Sleeping great is more reasonable than you might expect, with prices starting at $169 twin each piece and $799 for a queen set. Please accept my invitation to feel for yourself why two sides are better than one at Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushaloff, and we invite your calls on the program, 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as Tom has done. He says, a great co-host Monday and Tuesday with Steve on today. The angry, white, phony, evangelical Christian men will have the phone line smoking. Joe is still on the Donald the Grifter Trump apology tour. Sad. The radical right callers were, as usual, very confused. Joe couldn't help himself but to interject, that was a good point. I must have missed all these good points. I have news for you righties. Giving billions of dollars to corporate America is subsidies, and bailing out farmers is socialism, as is them not paying any taxes. How about Andrew Yang, righties? He loves to pass out free money. You could get $1,000 a month to go with your beloved 401ks. Many topics discussed as not possible are being done in Scandinavian countries today. There are about 40 countries right now that have some form of universal health care. Our health care system is unaffordable, and people are dying prematurely because of it. In the right-wing abortion world, they call this murder. In health care, they call it capitalism. The system is bankrupting us individually and as a country. The way this country is being run doesn't even rise to the level of it being a joke. Cindy, as usual, doesn't have a clue of what she's talking about. The problem she brought up about the VA is also prevalent in the private sector. The VA gets its employees from that private sector. I wonder what she has to say about that. 17 question marks. The private sector are also the ones that are defrauding Medicare, Medicaid, and many other government programs and are responsible for the high cost of health care. I use the VA for my health care, and so far I have no complaints. I guess it's true that the ones with the most to say seem to know the least. Bolton gone, another one bites the dust. Signed, Tom. So, our health care system. You know, capitalism, murder, we're murdering people. You know, we talked about this briefly off air. You know, you said that we talked about Joe Biden, and I said one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was the fact that many of the more left-wing Democratic presidential candidates are saying, we can't afford to take it safe. We've got to be bold. We've got to offer something new, something different, something aggressive. And then there's Joe Biden, who is kind of like a Democratic George Bush.
Well, what I always tell people is when the roof is leaking in your house, that is not the time to plan on building an addition to your house. You got to fix the roof first. And right now in America, the water is just pouring in. So that's
through
why
our leaky roof.
Through our president.
Okay.
And I'll throw out another point.
I don't think I've ever heard the president referred to as a leaky roof before.
Well, you've heard him referred to as everything else. I'll tell you one thing that annoys me is when I keep hearing people say that what Joe Biden wants is a return to normalcy. He wants to go back. No, that is totally inaccurate. Joe Biden is not about going back to anything. Joe Biden is not about returning to anything. Joe Biden is about restoring normalcy, restoring civility, restoring even the idea of Democrats and Republicans actually working together. So
that concept hasn't been used since 1920, when Warren Harding said we need nostrums, or we need normalcy, not nostrums.
Oh, so you're talking, okay, the concept of normalcy. Yeah, normalcy is not the best choice of words, but that's the one the pundits seem to use. Now, as I have made the point here, you know, I watch all these political shows. And I'll tell you, Joe, there's plenty of people from the left on those shows. Maybe you've noticed. But it just rips me, just annoys the heck out of me when these progressives from the left talk about, well, we can't support Joe Biden. He wants a return to thus and so, to another era. Well, things in that other era were pretty bad. Again, it's not about a return. It's about a restoration. And if we can't restore
What is he restoring exactly that you find so necessary to restore, as opposed to some of these new and more radical ideas that people like AOC and Bernie are espousing and Rebecca Warren?
Well, how about a restoration? How about a restoration of a administration that doesn't lie just to support the president's lies?
Wouldn't Elizabeth Warren do that?
What, lie?
No. Wouldn't she restore that as well?
Well, maybe she would. I don't know.
But I'm trying to find out how you differentiate between Joe Biden and some of the more, I would say radical, you would say progressive ends of the Democratic Party.
Well, okay. So moving away from this idea of restoration versus return, I think the concept of taking for the Affordable Care Act, in this case, the idea of taking that and just throwing it away, being completely done with it, and trying to implement a whole new large, I avoid the use of the word massive, a whole new large health care system, to me, that's a mistake. I seem to remember, and you tell me if I'm wrong, even when, I guess it was LBJ, Lyndon Johnson, who brought Medicare mm-hmm. into being.
Yes.
There was a significant battle over Medicare, and we got that through somehow. The Affordable Care Act, that was certainly a major battle. The point I'm trying to make is, if people think we're going to implement a Medicare for all, and there's not going to be a major battle, a major legislative battle, they are just living in a dream world.
Well, there have been major legislative battles over everything we've done in this country. Let's face it, Social Security, the Republicans did everything they could to block Social Security during the administration of FDR. The Democrats did everything they could for 40 years to block the women's right to vote. But times change and parties evolve and things move on.
But in both of those cases, Social Security, what was the alternative to Social Security? There was none, I don't believe. There was no alternative.
There was no Republican plan for it. I agree with you.
In the case of women voting, the alternative to women voting was women not voting. Okay. But in this case, where we're talking about the health care system, we do have a pretty good alternative that we can at least start with. And that's the Affordable Care Act. You know, Biden says, mend it, don't end it. And that, and I agree with that.
Well, you know, the president was supposed to have this health care plan that he was going to announce, I thought, this week or early in September, but he hasn't announced it yet. And I'd like to hear what it is. I mean, if he has a plan, I think he should spit it out there
and let's get it
on the table and let's see what he has to offer. You know, he says it's going to be better than anything else we've ever had before. Everybody's going to love it. I'd like to hear it. You know, I feel the same way about Joe Biden. You know, he says he wants to fix Obamacare. How does he want to fix it? What does he want to add? What does he want to take away?
Well, he does talk about adding a public option. I don't know.
That's going back to basically what the Bernie Sanders and the Elizabeth Warrens are talking about.
But that's a public option if people want to use it, because I believe they are also talking about doing away with employer-provided health care.
Right. Okay, we have a caller. You're on the mark. Good morning. Hello?
Oh, yeah, this is Mike. How you guys doing?
All right, how are you?
Okay. Hey, I've gotten more and more confused about what's going on. President Trump put all these tariffs on goods imported from China to protect our corporations, to force the Chinese to stop asking for the use of their what do they call it, intellectual property or intellectual property rights. Is that not correct?
That's pretty much correct. Yep.
Well, if I recall, our corporations scurried as fast as they could to places like Mexico and especially China, like lemmings over a cliff, looking for $1 an hour workers to produce their the stuff they made for next to nothing, for slave labor wages. And China, especially being a communist country, laid down the rules. I imagine they said, well, you have to do this, this, and this in order to operate in our country. One of them being sharing in the intellectual property rights. And what did the American corporations do but comply with the Communist Party in China? Is there any part of that I have wrong?
Well, your interpretation of it may be a little off, but in essence, I can't find much to disagree with what you say.
Yeah, well, the corporations could have said, well, if you're going to insist on us giving over our intellectual property rights, we won't be doing business here in China. We'll go somewhere else.
No,
they had that option.
It isn't that they're giving them
all
over.
Along, haven't they?
It isn't that they're giving them over. The Chinese have actively stolen them. I mean, that's the problem.
Well, our corporations went there knowing that was going to happen. You mean tell me they didn't know that was going to happen?
Well, I think they did.
How do you know they were stolen? How do you know they didn't agree to hand them over in exchange for operating in China for $1 an hour wages? You don't know the whole story about that.
Well, except
it's been going on for a long time, and the corporations are clueless about what's going on, I suppose.
Well, let me ask you what they would gain by giving the Chinese their intellectual property if the Chinese then steal it and use it to make products, the same things that they're making, and sell them for less here in this country. They don't get the property.
So far that hasn't occurred, though. It does for the last two decades.
Occurred.
It's been our corporations producing stuff in China, importing it, and selling it in places like Walmart.
I beg to differ with you. I think that exactly has happened, that they've stolen our intellectual property, and then they've used it to manufacture their own version of our goods and then dump them here in our markets to put American companies out of business. That's what the president's fighting to stop.
That's not what American company has been put out of business operating in China.
I'm not saying they're operating in China. I'm not saying they're operating in China. I'm saying that they are being...
Well, of course they're operating in China. That's why they went there, for the dollar an hour wages.
But they have also stolen technology from companies that aren't operating in China. They have eavesdropped on those companies.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I think... Mike, tell me if...
Listen. Trump's defending people who more or less cooperated with the communist Chinese in order to operate in their country, is what he's doing.
And so this
that's
is,
the way I see
this
it.
This is what I'm hearing.
They could have got away from all that if they wanted to.
Let's look at two different companies. Let's look at Microsoft and let's look at Apple. Now, Joe, please correct me if I'm wrong. So here's two companies. We have a computer company, Microsoft. We have a cell phone company, basically Apple. And those products, computers, cell phones, they're made in China. Okay? Now, maybe what Mike is saying, because I don't know either, but maybe what he's saying is, you know what? Apple and Microsoft are perfectly happy to go along with having their products made in China. The products come back here. They get sold. Apple makes its money. Microsoft makes its money. They're fat and happy.
But they've ignored copyright. They've ignored American copyrights, American patents. They have just completely ignored them.
Well, so what? What have been the consequences? Apple and Microsoft are still making billions of dollars in profits every year, so what? It's no skin off of their back, is it?
Yes, it is skin off of their back. It's skin off of all our backs.
They're the most profitable companies in this country with the highest numbers on the New York Stock Exchange and everything else.
You want to play a football game where when your team has the ball, you have to make 20 yards for a first down and the other team has to make 10? You don't want to play on an uneven playing field. And by
get away from it.
By stealing.
Bring this stuff back here and make it in the United States or even at least Mexico's not a...
By stealing their intellectual property, they are, in effect, making it harder for American companies to compete and American companies to do business, and, in effect, driving American companies away from America simply because they have to get lower rates or lower prices in order to succeed. And that's not the American way, Mike.
Exactly the same thing that Trump's doing with the tariffs that are hammering our farmers into the very ground they're trying to produce out of.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to take a break, but I appreciate your comments and your call. Call us again. Thanks, Mike. 1-800-795-9565. We have two calls pending. Got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of On the Mark.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500. And Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs, slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
What if you could move into a brand new townhome just a short ride from your favorite restaurants and never have to worry about mowing your lawn or clearing snow from your driveway? Well, you can, but you may need to hurry. Hi, I'm Katie Hilliard from RE/MAX Bridges in Lewisburg. We are down to the last four units in Oakwood Grove, a popular new residential community near the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. These three-bedroom townhomes with open concept floor plans come complete with appliances, private patios, and so much more. For under $200,000, you can have a brand new home. Only four units left, and when they're gone, they're gone. Call me, Katie Hilliard. Hilliard at 570-768-4792.
The memories continue as the 43rd Milton Harvest Festival continues through Sunday. Wednesday night is the Bound Avenue Block Party starting at 6 with the Spaghetti Eating Contest at 7. Thursday night, music fills the air as the Voices of the Harvest Pops concert ring out starting at 7 in the St. Andrews UMC on Lower Market Street. This Saturday is Festival Day with arts, crafts, food, and fun starting at 9 on Broadway and on Bound Avenue. The 5K race runs at 9 9:30 in the morning. And the exciting Milton Model Train Museum will be open from 10 till 1 and then from 3 till 5. It's free, and it's in the Milton Moose Building on South Front Street. The Milton Harvest Festival Parade marches down Front Street starting at 1, and the festival ends on Sunday with the Men in Harmony concert at 7 at the First Presbyterian Church. The 43rd Milton Harvest Festival, continuing through Sunday. Complete info at MiltonHarvestFestival.com.
The Penn State Nittany Lions play on WKOK.
Back he goes. Waits. Delivers far corner. K.J. Hamler. Got him. Touchdown. Penn State.
Penn State football is sponsored by Murray Motor Chevrolet, Earth Energy Innovations, Register Chevrolet, First National Insurance, Sealands Grove Ford, Mart's Game Farm, Purdy Insurance Agency. This weekend, the Nittany Lions are taking on the Panthers of Pitt. Airtime is 10:30 Saturday on WKOK. Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, former Nittany Lion great Tamba Holly. Today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushaloff. We have two calls pending. We're going to start with Bill from Bloomsburg. Bill, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. The whole picture and the bottom line is between Trump and the long-term politicians is we're building China. They're getting $500 billion a year profit, right? And these corporations that have been backing these career politicians, and he's exposing all that. He wants to balance it out. He wants to bring that money back, right? For example, he straightened out the NAFTA. He stopped the Trans-Pacific, which would put this company in a major recession, if not worse. Right now, he's trying to pass the Canadian-Mexican trade agreement, right? Pelosi won't even entertain it in the House. All she's worried about is impeachment. And she ain't, they're not, the Democrats ain't worried about the American people. Right, they just want that power back, and it's proven at the highest level with the coup. I mean, Trump is trying to balance everything out and get money back here. We're in debt. We're trillions of dollars in debt, but they're $5 billion a year profit, China.
Well, I agree that he's trying to bring jobs back to America, and I think he's right to do that. You know, he's going to have some successes and some failures, but at least the effort is worth it.
China can keep their jobs. They're just going to pay their fair share.
Right.
These tariffs are going to balance out, and they're fighting him on that.
Well, have you? Can you say that you've seen anything that you buy that you think has gone up in price unfairly over the last few months during this trade war, if you want to call it that?
Well, here's what used to get me upset. Right. You ever watch Shark Tank? Shark Tank is these Americans come and present their ideas to try to start up a business, right?
I've seen glimpses of it, but I've never watched the whole program.
Well, the Shark Tank says, all right, we'll sign with you. I want 20% of your company. Well, we'll invest in you, but we have to make it in China. We're not going to make it here in the United States. I don't know if you ever saw that. That used to get me upset. And they would, and if they refused, no, I want my company to stay in America. Well, they wouldn't invest in that company. They tell them, get off the air, I'm not going to do a deal with you. And that's where it's all at. It's like the big picture is Trump is looking out for the American people in America.
Well, I'd like
and
to think
he
is.
It's not about you buy this from China, you buy this here. Oh, we'll get a semiconductor here. We'll get an automobile here. The bottom line is, they're making $500 billion profit a year. They're making money on or million. They're making money on us. That's not fair. Who cares what's made here? What's made there? I bought this. I bought that. This is lower. That's higher. He's making it. They're in the green and we're in the red. It's wrong. You got to balance it out.
Okay. Appreciate your comments. Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care. Or Bill, sorry. Okay, we got to move on to Al. Al, you're on the mark this morning.
Hello. Bill
Hello.
From Bloomsburg, he's got her on that China thing, so I want to give a little memory here. One of my childhood friends, Butch Emery, he was killed in the towers, and he left behind a family, and I just feel the loss every time this time of year comes around of a friend to radical Islamic terrorist. I know where it came from, and I know why he's dead. And we have to move on as a country, and fighting the wars over there is a hell of a lot better than fighting them over here, where our friends and family can get killed. And we have the brave soldiers, and we have all those wonderful people and great weapons to go over there and try and take care of a problem that's been going on forever and ever. Islamic terrorist jihad has been going on for thousands of years, and I'd rather keep it over there in their backyard, because they have no value of life. They burn mothers in front of their children. They behead people in front of public forums. Their concept of life is 100% different than ours. They think if you do this radical stuff, you're going to go with that and have 40 virgins when you get to their heaven.
Well, that's not every person who practices the Islamic
no,
faith. That's
radical
just the radical
Islamic,
terrorists.
Because right. The other ones are our brothers. The other ones are our brothers in Christ, and they're all not in Christ, but they're our brothers in God, because it's the same God. It just came from Isaac, Isaac's tribe. And Isaac was told, your tribe's always going to have problems. You're always going to have problems, Isaac. He told his tribe that. So I just want to put a shout out there in memory of Butch Emery. He was a childhood friend of mine, and he left a hole in Sunbury. So
there's a
big hole in that night, and there's a lot of people that went down, but I want to pray for all of them and all their families, and I just wanted to bring that on to your 9/11 program.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Al. We appreciate your comments this morning. We have to take one last final quick break, and we invite your calls and comments, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. The program brought to you by your good friends at the Sunbury Motor Company.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500. And Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
Do you have to wait several weeks or a few months for an appointment with a podiatrist? That's not the case at Bodmer Family Foot Care in downtown Sealant Grove. We can schedule you within a few days or just a couple of weeks.
If you have pain due to an ingrown toenail, plantar's wart, calluses, corns, or other problems such as difficulty trimming your toenails or heel pain, I can help. I'm Dr. David Bodmer, and I've been providing quality, compassionate care of the foot and ankle for over 20 years.
Our office has off-street parking and is easily accessible to everyone. We offer a warm and friendly experience.
Call us at 570-213-4200 or find us online. We promise you'll never be just a number to us.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
The Penn State Nittany Lions play on WKOK.
Play action steps up, waits, delivers long and deep. KJ Hamler got it at the 10, inside the 5, first and goal. Nittany Lions, what a throw, what a catch.
Penn State football is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Shade Mountain Winery, W&L Subaru, Turbotville National Bank, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck. Check out the Penn State football schedule on WKOK.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Tomorrow's discussion, Steve and I are already formulating that, but Steve has a point he wants to make, and then we have a phone caller standing by. Make your point, Stephen.
Okay, the only thing, one of the callers talked about how NAFTA was just the world's, was the worst thing, and now it's going to be replaced by this Mexican-Canadian-American partnership, but Nancy Pelosi is blocking it. From everything that I have seen and heard on TV, without a lot of details, this new MCA deal between Mexico, Canada, and America is really no different than NAFTA. So
then what's the problem with her bringing it forward for a vote?
I have no idea. Maybe she, I don't know
she
what goes
on down
in Washington.
She doesn't want to give Trump a win. Let's
maybe
face it.
She thinks, you know, I've given Mitch McConnell 100 different pieces of legislation that he's just sitting on. I'm not going to give him 101st. Let's take care of the other. And the other point that I wanted to make, because you sort of touched on this, people say it was a great thing that Donald Trump got us out of this Trans-Pacific Partnership, this
No, then one of our callers said that.
Okay, I from what I have listened to and heard on TV, there's some belief that if we were stuck with that if we were in this Trans-Pacific Partnership with all of these countries aligned with us against China, we wouldn't be having this trade war with China. That China would see, you know what? We better come to the table and get something done.
Supposition, my friend.
Oh, sure.
Peggy, you're on the mark.
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. I was a retired, and still am a retired, federal government registered nurse. I was living 4 miles from the Pentagon when the Pentagon was hit by the plane crash and watched the Pentagon burning. I just wanted to say that for those survivors who not only were there watching but were killed, their victims and their families and loved ones still remember 9/11 with vivid memories. I just pray for all of the people that are surviving today, families, friends, loved ones, and first responders, loved ones, that remember that tragic day.
I think we'll never forget it. Thank you, Peggy. Appreciate your call. Yes, very, very sad day for a lot of people and brings back a lot of sad memories
for a lot
of people.
I was thinking my personal most vivid memory of 9/11, and I'm sure everyone's is different. It happened around, our time was around 9 o'clock in the morning, correct?
Right.
And what I remember is I was at work, and we started hearing about all this stuff. And, of course, the first thing you do is you jump on your computer and go to the internet to try to find out what's happening. And what I found was I could not get on to any of the usual news sites like CNN or Fox or MSNBC, because obviously everybody in the country was doing the same thing, and all, and the internet traffic was so to finally find out what was happening, I remember I got onto the site of, I think, the San Francisco Chronicle. It was a newspaper website out in San Francisco, and that's where I was able to get some
kind
of concrete
news. Well, you should have turned on WKOK because we had it on right away.
Well, we weren't allowed to have radios, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But that's, I remember I was sitting in my office back here in the far end of the building, and I had my TV set on. I was watching one of the news channels, and they broke in with it. And I had a lot of people in my office that day, and then the rest were in the newsroom watching the TV back there. But CBS had excellent coverage of it. Sad day for so many, many people. And, you know, going forward, what's the best way to honor their memory? I think it's to make 9/11 mean something special in terms of how we as a country behave and how we maybe take an extra moment today to not just strongly disagree with somebody, but to listen to their point of view. And let's make our country a little more united than it is today. And I think that starts with the president. I'm willing to concede that, and goes on down from there.
Well, it's interesting. As we were talking earlier today, there was a great deal of unity right after 9/11, which is not surprising because, as we said, when you live in a family, even if you all fight within that family, if the family is attacked, you're all going to unify. But it's interesting. Why can't we unify? How many years has it been? It's been, 18 years?
18 years.
Okay, so we were able to unify the day and the weeks after 9/11. Can we possibly try to unify 18 years after 9/11?
Well, you know, so many people gave their lives that day, and so many people lost relatives, loved ones, and friends that, you know, I think if we're going to honor their memory, we should at least try and be a little more patient with one another, a little more understanding of one another. You know, when you think about the way the people in Shanksville and the airplane gave their lives trying to save everybody.
It's unbelievable.
This is WKOK Sunbury. Stay tuned for Dan Patrick next.